Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Understanding your immune system and the complex work happening inside you every day will forever change the way you think about your body. This is the epic story of Immune, a journey into the mysterious system that keeps you alive, a new book by Philip Detmer, founder of the popular YouTube channel Kurzgesagt. Filled with illustrations and information you didn't get in science class, Immune is available wherever books and audiobooks are sold.
Good morning and welcome to the Cosmology and Science Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and maybe a good coffee. It's a beautiful day up here in the mountains in the north of England. Blue skies and a bit of frost everywhere. And we're going to have three topics here today in the Monday update. We're going to start with, we made a new conversation episode with Chris Brown about cosmology and about the concept of an infinite universe. So that went live just 1 hour ago. So I hope that will be interesting for just some new thoughts about cosmology and getting a better sense of the proposals in his book. So that was great fun. And we also started connecting it a little bit more with, for example, theories from Roger Penrose and some thoughts from Stephen Hawking and other very interesting figures in the cosmology. So that's something to maybe listen to. And we also made a new video on our YouTube channel, just a little introduction, like a 2 minute introduction to that conversation. So we're going to put a link in the description for that. And we might post more videos, especially now because the weather is great. So it's fun to make outdoor videos. So that's for the podcast and the YouTube. And then we're just going to talk a little bit about some space news and then a little bit about astronomy. So for the space news, the biggest thing the last week in some ways was a new moon expedition from China. The lander Chang'e 5. So it's just fun to look at the facts there. This was launched November 23rd and it went into orbit around the moon a bit over 4 days later, around the 28th of November. And then the lander, the sample module, so the mission is to take a sample from the lunar soil, and it's going to be the biggest and the first sample since 1976. So it's the first sample from the lunar soil in 44 years, and they are picking up about 2 kilos of the lunar soil. The whole mission is 8.2 tons, and the lander, the Chang'e, is 3.8 tons, so almost 4 tons for the lander. So then the lander went down and kind of had a touchdown on the moon on December 1st, and then it picked up all the samples within 24 hours. It went back to the station on December the 3rd, lots of dates there. So it made the ascent from the surface on the 3rd, and then it will dock, or it docked yesterday on December 6th with the orbiting station, and then it's going back to Earth and it will land around December 16th or 17th in Inner Mongolia. So this has so far been a really successful moon mission from China, and it will be interesting to see what comes out of it. And there also, one more thing from Chinese space exploration is their expedition to Mars. So they have an expedition going now that was launched in like this summer. And then it will go into orbit around Mars in February. And this, the name of this expedition and this vehicle is Tianwen 1. So Tian is the Chinese word for heavens, and Wen is the word for question. So it means like the question to the heavens. That's the name of the expedition and the vehicle. So it goes around orbit in February, and then a rover is then going to land in April or May. That is the plan. So that's another exciting thing to just see how this goes. And then last part is for the astronomy. So we're still mapping out the night sky. We had a couple of really clear night skies to explore. So we now identified the Cancer. It's a little bit hard to see. The Leo is also super beautiful. It's easier to see. More clear stars. We also have the pairing of Jupiter and Saturn. They're very close now, and it's about one more week or so, and 10 days or so, they might be almost touching each other. So that's a fun thing to watch out for this month in December. And we also managed to see the constellation of Pisces, the fish, but you have to have binoculars for it, like they're very faint stars, but then suddenly you see it, and you can see, especially around Mars, since Mars is so clear in the sky at the moment, you can just see that it's touching the one of the two fishes. So that's a kind of point of orientation. And also the center of the constellation of Taurus is just super amazing to look at. It's just startling because it's full of stars, this little cluster of maybe six kind of bright stars in a shape of kind of a like a box triangle-ish shape, but it's full of stars everywhere, especially with just simple binoculars. So we're very eager to expand a little bit with the equipment and then get this Skymaster is kind of what we're looking at 25 times 70 to have a better view of the nebula in Orion and also the Andromeda galaxy, especially that one, to just be able to see more clearly just with a pair of binoculars, like big ones, but then seeing the whole spiral. That will be a huge step in terms of exploring and seeing into space more clearly. And it's also a gradual, it's an interesting thing to look into astronomy and cosmology at the same time, because so much of the cosmology is very abstract. It's kind of, you have to use your imagination a lot, and then astronomy is just what you see with your eyes, and then you kind of can, they work together in a better to create a better understanding of the cosmos. And it also makes you feel so much more that you're actually just one person standing on the surface of a planet looking straight into space, into the cosmos. And then the more time you spend on it and the easier it is to orient yourself in the night sky, the more you also see, you get the sense that the Earth is actually just spinning because it goes really fast. A few hours later, you see how the rotation of the Earth has shifted a lot. So the astronomy part is still a kind of a younger interest, but it's really growing and being a huge source of joy and just new inspiration for all of these topics. So that's all we had for this little Monday update, Monday show. And hope some of this was interesting. Hope you're still having a great day and a great morning, and a good cup of coffee. And hope you enjoy the conversation we posted today. And also, as always, just thank you so much for listening and see you again next time.
Last time when you were at the pump, did you catch yourself thinking, why am I spending all my money on gas? Drive less, save more. Ride Coda. The new transit app makes riding Coda as easy as tap, tap, go. Plus, we'll help you get started with a $4.50 account credit when you download the transit app and set up your Coda account. What are you waiting for? Download the transit app today. Learn more at coda.com/transit app.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.